2072
eastbound 102 and Pine.
How can I help you?
Okay, so earlier this bus had a guy using a bunch of profanity, racial slurs when they got to DTC. The supervisors had to escort him on property. Well, he's just come on the bus here. I asked him if he's going to be okay, but then he starts up with the same kind of language.
Okay, well, language in and of itself is protected by freedom of speech, so they can say whatever they want. The context of it is what kind of matters. Like, for instance, is what he's saying creating a safety issue for you as far as driving the bus, or is he directly threatening bodily harm on anybody?
Well, technically, no, not yet. But I know he did earlier to the point where the other passenger was going to get in a physical fight with him. So I guess I'll just keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you can do. And I would just not interact yourself personally with the situation. If he's going to just be lippy, then hopefully we can just tolerate that. But if he starts threatening people, or if he starts getting to the point where it's like, oh man, I can't drive this bus safely with this guy screaming like that, then we can kind of go to the next level. But hopefully he can kind of keep it contained and we can just get him to where he's going.
Okay, copy that. We'll hope for the best, and I'll let you know if he does any of the things you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just don't want to aggravate the situation by trying to confront him, so that's the most important thing with that.
Copy that, I appreciate it. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Good luck. Let me know if you need us. 1622.